Formation Podcast. I am Lauren Cunningham, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths together with me. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Join me in saying Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorframes of your homes and on your gates. Today, I will be reading from the story of the Ascension. A few days later, as they walked together, Jesus told his friends, "It's time for me to go home to my Father." They all looked worried, but then they remembered what Jesus had told them before he died. "There's a place for you. I'll get it ready," Jesus said. "You know the way." Thomas had panicked. "I don't know the way to get there, God." "Yes, you do," Jesus had said. "I am the way and the truth and the life." When at last they had reached the top of the highest hill near Jerusalem, Jesus turned to them and said, "Go everywhere and tell everyone the happy news. Tell them I love them so much and that I died for them. It's the truth that overcomes the terrible lie." God loves his children. Yes, he really does. Suddenly, the whole sky was filled with a dazzling light. "Now everyone can come home to God," Jesus said. "Death is not the end of you. You can live forever with your Father in heaven because I have rescued the whole world." And something amazing happened. Jesus rose up into the bright air, higher and higher. They shaded their eyes and watched him go until a cloud hid Jesus so they couldn't see him anymore. They stood looking up into the sky like that for a really long time. Suddenly, two shining men appeared. "What are you doing?" they asked. Jesus had gone up to heaven, but one day he will come back in the same way you saw him leave, from heaven and from the sky. Jesus' friends went back to Jerusalem with a strange gladness inside their hearts and something Jesus said that stuck in their minds. "Even though you won't be able to see me, I will be with you. I will never leave you. No, not ever. I will be with you. Yes, always and forever." How can Jesus be with us and leave us at the same time? They wondered. They didn't understand. No, but soon they would. The Word of the Lord. I wonder in this passage what they were thinking as they were watching Jesus go up into the sky and be overtaken by light. I think there's a really powerful correlation between light and lies. I feel like this is a really good picture of watching what can happen when we bring the light, the lie that we're believing, into the light of Jesus. It's overtaken by light. And I think the disciples were just flabbergasted, and they didn't have words to put skin on what was happening. And so I feel like they didn't, Jesus in this instance, in him being overtaken by light in the sky, was uncontainable for them. And so I think they kind of fought, is this really happening or am I making this up? So I really feel like in life is like that in a lot of ways. There's things that God does and things that God says to us that don't make sense, that we're like, are you sure about this? Did I hear you correctly? Am I going the right way? He's like, yeah, you just got to trust me and you've got to obey no matter what it looks like. And so, yeah, I feel like those disciples a lot in my life, because there's a lot of things that can happen that we don't necessarily have words for, that God always has a purpose for. As we finish our time together, may these words of blessing be with you today. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet always follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So, be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace and presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.